Okay, good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Kron. We are on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, so we have about 1¾ daf to get through. We're going to go at a quicker pace than typical. We may get through it all today, we may not, we'll see. No pressure on either way, we'll see. So we're starting from Tashma. It's right in the center of daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So this was talking, so the story we were talking about essentially was, we know that, we had learned that a man can be mefer, the Nedarim of his wife in advance. We had talked about that. And the overall question was, how does that work? Does that mean that they become effective for a second and then they get canceled? Or do they never take effect? And there was a whole kal v'chomer that we had talked about, whether, you know, related to going into a mikvah. And, you know, so basically the overall concept of the kal v'chomer was, if something is going to be, something is going to happen by virtue of a certain thing, something leading up to that thing should also make it happen, and therefore it would prove that it would prove that something that in the case we were talking about is that when he does these nedarim, he's made for the nedarim in advance, they never take effect because it's so clear that it will happen anyway. So starting from Tashma, another Baraisa where we're going to try to prove out. So bottom line, we're trying to prove out, did the nedarim cancel automatically, or do they come effective for a second and then go away? Tashma, Amar lahem Rabbi Elazar, he said to them, Amaz Raim Tamein, if you have seeds that are Tamei, Kevan Shazaron, once you plant them, the Karka Taharim, once you plant these seeds in the ground, they become Tar, meaning that whatever grows in them is Tahar. So Zruyim Ve'onim Wilkol Shekain, shouldn't you also therefore learn that if there are plants that are Tahar and that are still planted in the ground, that they should never become Tamei by virtue of them being planted in the ground? This is similar to the Kal V'Chomer. So based upon this, we might learn that if that makes it, the husband is able to, you know, effectively prevent the neder in advance. Shema Mina L'Chol, and we learn from this Kal V'Chomer that when the husband revokes the wife in advance, they never take effect at all. Basically, they are null and void and they never ever happen. Rabbanan lo darshi kal v'chomer, but do the Rabbanan not have their own kal v'chomer? V'atanya, we learned the Braisa, yachal yimkar adam espita kashinara. A man can sell his daughter to be a mashivcha when she is a nara, when she's, you know, young, when she's little. Amar kal v'chomer, we might say that there's a kal v'chomer. Mechura kfar yotza, if a girl who was sold prior to becoming a nara, Once she becomes a nara, she leaves the status of being a shifcha. She goes free. Eino mechura, eino din shelo tevchar, isn't certain that someone who sells someone prior to becoming a nara can't be sold at all once they become a nara. Right. So the kal v'chomer is if she's going to go free once she becomes a nara, that would mean you're not allowed to sell her once she becomes a nara. Right. So therefore, there is logic that would a kal v'chomer that would say that once something is going to move into a certain state, then you could prevent it from ever getting into that state. So the same kind of idea of the kal v'chomer, right? So therefore, why don't the Rabbanan follow the same logic as Rabbi Elazar, that if the husband can revoke his wife's vows after the fact, he can do them in advance. So moving on to Amud Beis. Ein, yes, maybe they do, but Alma Darshi kal v'chomer, truthfully, the Rabbanan do follow this kal v'chomer. V'shayni hacha, here it's different to Amakra because we have an explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, Ishayi kimeno v'ishayi ferena, that the husband acknowledges the vows and the husband revokes the vows. Esha ba'lechal hakim ba'lechal hefer, meaning he can only revoke those vows that he is able to confirm. Eshlo ba'lechal hakim lo ba'lechal, but things that cannot be confirmed, you cannot confirm a vow in advance, therefore you can't cancel a vow in advance. So therefore that's why they held the different view. Okay, fine. Moving on to the new Mishnah. Hafaras nedarim kol yom. You can revoke vows the entire day. Meaning, what does that mean? Yesh bedavil hakel lahachmer. You can view it from a stringent point of view, and you can view it from a lenient point of view. Ketzad. Nar de b'leil Shabbos. So, Friday night after, you know, during Shabbos, if she made a vow. Yafar b'leil Shabbos yom ha-Shabbos ha-Shetachshach. He can revoke the vow that whole night up until the full day of Shabbos, up until Shabbos ends. However, nardar im chashecha, but if she made a neder on Shabbos afternoon before it got dark, mefer ad shelo techshach, she's only allowed to revoke it until it gets dark. Sheim chashecha lo hefer, at that point he can no longer revoke it. Ein yochel la hefer, he can't revoke it. So if she does it Friday night once it gets dark, he has pretty much all of Shabbos until Saturday night to do it. But if she does it Saturday afternoon, he only has until the nighttime to do it. So there's two ways of looking at it. Going to the Gemara, Tanya, Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, it's the entire day. Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elezer, Rav Shimon Amru, they say, what does this mean? Me'eis le'eis. They say this means that this means from a 24-hour period. So the first opinion of the Mishnah says Kol Hayom, meaning that it's the just until nightfall. And the second opinion says that you have full 24 hours. My time of the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that you only have the current calendar day, meaning until nightfall? Amakra by Yom Shma'o, because the Pasuk says on the day that he hears, meaning on that day, not once that day ends, it's over. V'Rabbanan, and what do the Rabbanan say? Meaning the Rabbanan and the people with them. They say he has 24 hours. My time, what is their reason? Dechsev mi yom el yom. It says from day to day, meaning that he has an entire day, meaning an entire 24-hour period. Utanakama, and what does he do with that pasuk? Haksev mi yom el yom. He says it's only until nightfall. What does he do with the pasuk? This is mi yom el yom. Itzrik, he still needs that for a different reason. De'ib yom shema'o, that if it only had the pasuk b'yom shema'o on the day he hears it, havyamina b'yamama ein b'layla lo. You would think that he's only allowed to revoke the vows if they're made during the day, but if they're made at night, he has to wait until the morning to revoke them. Siv miyom al yom, because it says miyom al yom, it means that he can do it at night, he can do it at day, whenever he wants. Laman d'amr miyom al yom, and according to the Rabbanan, who says, well, they follow miyom al yom, meaning that the 24-hour period, hak siv miyom shema'o, oh, what do they do with the pasuk that says miyom shema'o, the day that they hear it? Itzrach, they need it as well. That if it only had said miyom al yom, meaning they might have thought, you know what, you have from this Sunday until next Sunday, from meaning yom, meaning the literal day. Therefore it says that day, meaning that he has that 24-hour period. The halacha doesn't follow this group that says it's the 24-hour period. And the Gemara says, Levi savrala mevra kaitana. Levi thought about ruling like that group of people, that is 24 hours. Amalei Rav said to him, Heichi amra chavivi, this is what my uncle Rav Chiya said, Ein halacha ka'ocha oso azog. The halacha does not follow them, meaning that it's not the 24 hours. Chiya bar Rav Shar, Shadeg Girel Badik, and Chiya bar Rav would shoot an arrow at the same time and do Hataras Nedar. Meaning if someone came to him and said they want to be made for their neder, he would, you know, he wouldn't stop what he was doing to ask them what they were doing, meaning by virtue of the fact that they were regretting making the nether, that was good enough for him. So if they had a real reason, he would have to stop and think about it. So the implication is that he doesn't have to stop and think about it, because once they regret it, he would be willing to make for the nether. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Yasev Ikar. Similarly, Rabbi Bar Huna would sit or stand when doing this, meaning he didn't stop what he was doing. Going to the next, to Ayin Zayin. Tanan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah somewhere else. Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make for a neder on Shabbos. V'nishalim Nedarim Shehein L'tzarech Shabbos. And you can ask for an annulment of a vow that is needed for Shabbos. So the first part of it says you can make for it on Shabbos without stating whether it's needed for Shabbos or not. Second thing says you can only ask to be mater a neder if it's for purposes of the Shabbos. Ibai Lahu, they asked, Mefir Nedarim B'Shabbos. When the Mishnah says the husband can revoke a vow on Shabbos, Litzarach Shabbos, or Dilma Filosho, Litzarach Shabbos. Does it mean only if it's needed for Shabbos, or could it be even if it's not needed for Shabbos? Tashma, the Tani Rav Zutte Devei Rav Papa. Rav Zutte was in the base medrash of Rav Papa, and he taught, Ein my fear in the Dharm, El Litzarach Shabbos. You can only revoke vows on Shabbos if it's needed for Shabbos. So it says that it's only you can only do it on Shabbos if it's needed for Shabbos, but we have a different proof. Amar Rav Ashi, Halo Tanan Hachi. We have not learned this in a Mishnah above that says, Nadra Imcha Sheikha. This is the Mishnah we just learned, that if she made a neder right before it got dark, or after it got dark, Meferla Ashlo Teshach. He's allowed to do it for her until the next night, right, until the end of Shabbos. V'i Amrat L'tzarech Shabbos Ein L'sharech Shabbos Lo. My Irech Hashecha. If he's allowed to make for the neder until 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, what's the point of saying it specifically for things on Shabbos? He doesn't need to do that. He can just, you know, once Shabbos is over, you know, he doesn't have to worry about things that are related to Shabbos. Afilo b'toch hayom eni yachal hefer shalol tzarech Shabbosu. That even during the day, he shouldn't be able to do it, you know, if you're going to say that, because it's not needed for Shabbos. So therefore, why would he be allowed to? So by saying that, it means that you can only revoke things that are related to Shabbos. So now we're going to try to clarify who holds which position. Tanaihi, so the issue about whether it's specific for Shabbos or not is mentioned based upon the Machlokas Tanaim that we learned earlier. Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, the people who say that you can do it for the entire day. Rav Yossi, Rav Elezer, Rav Shimon Amru, they're the ones who say Me'es La'es. They're the ones who say it's the entire 24-hour period. And Laman D'Amar Kol Hayom Ein Tfele. And according to the Tanakhama, who says that only during the day until nightfall, he can revoke, but Afilo Shalot Tzarech Shabbos Mefer. He can also revoke even things that aren't necessary for Shabbos. He can revoke on Shabbos because he can only do it until the nightfall. And according to the ones that group that says it could be done for 24 hours, with Tzarech Shabbos Ein Shalot Tzarech Lo. They can only do the ones that are needed for Shabbos, but the ones that are not needed for Shabbos, they cannot do them on Shabbos. So therefore, it's trying to align these two points of view, the two points of view about 24 hours versus up until dark, to whether it's Shabbos related or Shabbos not Shabbos related. V'nishalon nedarim shehem l'tzarech haShabbos, and the Mishnah says that we can do hataras nedarim for things that are required for Shabbos. Ibai lehu kishlo hayalehem p'nai, when they didn't have time. Before Shabbos to be matir neder, odil makashayel and panai. So if they were able to matir this on Friday and they didn't, and it's needed for Shabbos, are they still allowed to be matir it, or because they didn't do it before Shabbos, they're not allowed to do it? Tashma, the zikulei rabbanu levreider of rezutra breider of zeira, afil ben adarv shalim panai beodiyam. Even if they had time on Friday to do it and they didn't do it until Shabbos, if it's needed for Shabbos, they could still do it. They could still revoke the neder when it comes to Shabbos itself. Savar of Yosef Lemaimer, he said, Nishalom Nedarim b'Shabbos, when the Mishnah says you can ask about Nedarim on Shabbos, B'yachid Mumcha Ein, it's only when you're going to a single person as an expert to matir your neder. B'shol Shehed Yoslo, but if you're going to try to convene a group of three people to do Hataras Nedarim, you can't. Mishon Nemechse Dedinah, because it looks like you're doing a Bezdin, and you don't do that on Shabbos. Armalei Abaye came in the Sfirulon. Since we say that when you're doing Matir Neder, it could be done by a group of three, Afil Ma'umad, even if they're standing up, which a Bezdin has to be sitting down. Afil Bikrovim, even with relatives, which can't be a Bezdin. Afil Belaila, at night, which can't be a Bezdin. Lo Mechse Kedina. You'll say that this doesn't look like a Bezdin, so you're not worried about it. Amarabi Abar Amhuna Amarav. Halacha Mafir Nedarim Belaila. The halacha is you let's do Hataras Nedarim at night. But why do we have to say this? We learned this already in our Mishnah. Nadra b'leila Shabbos. We learned that if she made the neder on late on Shabbos night, he can do it up until the end of Shabbos. Ella aim halacha nishalom b'leila. Rather, what Rav says is the halacha is that you're allowed to also do hataras nedarim at night. Amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna. Amar Rav Rabbi Achi. Did Rav really say this? Amalei Rav Huna said to him ishtik. He didn't actually say it, but they said it in front of him. And he didn't challenge them. Armalei ishta kamar. You say maybe he was he really quiet on purpose? Oshtei kamri. Maybe he was drinking something or whatever. He didn't really reply to them. Can you really learn out from the fact that he was quiet that he agrees with this? Amrav ikin bar avin izik le rav or rava. Rav addressed himself. Went to matir neder for rava. I'm going to Amud Beis. Biktone Derve Rav, in the small chamber of Rav, Omid Yechidi Belaila, he was standing alone at night. So therefore, Rav holds that you can be Matir Neder at night, and his silence that he did earlier shows that he also agrees with what was said. Amar Rava, Am Rav Nachman, Halacha, the Halacha is, Nishalan Nedarim Omid, Yechidi Ubelaila Ubeshabbos Yerukrovi. You can do Hataras Nedarim standing from a single person, at night and on Shabbos, and even from Krovim, even if you had time to do them on Friday before Shabbos started. Is it true that you could do a Teres Nedarim while standing? Rabbi Gamliel, when someone came to do a Teres Nedarim to him, he got off his donkey and he would wrap himself in his talus and he would sit down and pay attention. Rabbi Gamliel Savar, Ein Posken Mecharata. So the difference is that Rabbi Gamliel says that you don't only allow the fact that someone regrets it, Nadra B'Ein, but you have to look into the vow and think about whether there's a real reason to do it. Uvai inyune, and therefore you need to concentrate. Ahave yashav, and because of this, Rabbi Gamliel got off his donkey. Rav Nachman Savar, he got off his donkey because he has to sit and think of it. But Rav Nachman Savar poskin b'charata, that you can, just because the person regrets it, you can. That's enough. V'afil ma'umen, and therefore you could do it standing. You could do it while you're shooting your arrows. You don't have to think about it at all. Now we're going to talk about why you shouldn't make nidarim. Amoi Rav Rav Nachman Chazei Mar Haim Rabbanan Da'asim Mar Rav Amar. Did you see that the Rabbanan who came from Eretz Yisrael, they said, Izikalei Rabbanan Livrei Rav Huna Bar Avin. The Rabbanan came to be Matir Neder for the son of Rav Huna Bar Avin, Visharle Nidre, and they annulled his vow. And they said, V'armelein, they said to him, Zil Uvai Rachme Al Nafshek Techatas. Go and do tshuva, or daven, because you have sinned. The Tanya Rav Dimi Achur, the Rav Safra, Kalan Noder, whoever makes a Neder, Afal Pishu Mekaimo, even if fulfills his Neder, Nikra Chotes, called a sinner. Amrav Zvid, Maikra, what Pasuk tells us this? If you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin. Haloch adult, but if you vowed, ikachet. Therefore, if you vow, it's a level of a sin. So therefore, you know, another case that we learn that you shouldn't, you know, vowing, you should keep your vows, but you shouldn't vow to start with. Tanya, Omer l'ishto, someone says to his wife, Kol nidarav shetidari efshar shetidari. Any neder that you're going to make, which is not in accordance with my will, is not a vow. Ein zed neder is not considered a neder. Lo maklum, this isn't effective to be made for the neder. Or if he says yafe asita, you did good. Ein kamoseich, or he says no one is as good as you, or no one is like you. Vilon adata and major chle, or if you didn't make that neder, I would have made it for you. Dvar of kayamim, that is effective to confirm the neder. If he uses that other language to annul the vow, it doesn't work. But if he uses this language to confirm the vow, it does work. Tanya went to the brayso. Lo yomer adam ishta b'shabbos. A man shouldn't say to his wife on Shabbos, "Mufra lechi." The neder is revoked for you. Bata lechi b'derek sh'omer lechol. He shouldn't use the language that he uses on a weekday. Ela omer la, but he should say to her, "Tli v'ilchi." He should say, you know, if she said, "I'm not going to eat this," he should say, "Go take this and eat it." Go take it and drink it. And that causes it to be canceled. And therefore, he does it in a different way than he would do it on a weekday. And he needs to cancel that, be made for the neder in his heart. So he should use a different language, but he should have in mind that he's being made for the neder. Tanya Beishame Omer. Shabbos Mevata Belibo. On Shabbos, he should do it in his heart, meaning not out loud. But on the weekdays, he should say it explicitly. Whether it's Shabbos or a weekday, he should say it out loud. But it's not necessary for him to do it, you know, by saying it in a specific way or saying it out loud. So he should do it either way. He should do it by saying something. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same way. Like you can say, like we said earlier, take this and eat it. If the chacham who's being mater neder uses the language that the husband would use, uval sh'amar b'lashon chacham, or a husband that uses the language that a chacham would use, so if someone who's doing hafaras nedarim uses a Torah language, or someone who does hafaras nedarim uses hafara language, lo amar klum, it doesn't work. The Tanya learned in a baraisa, zeha davar, this is what this zeha davar, meaning this is explicit what it does. A chacham is matir neder, ain bal matir, but a husband doesn't matir neder. Shayachal, because someone could say, umar chacham she'eno mefer. If a chacham who is not allowed to be mefer neder, matir, is allowed to be annul a vow, bal mefer, if a husband who can mefer a vow, eno dino she matir. Can't you learn a kal v'chomer from this? Talmud lomar, we learned, therefore, going to Ayin Ches, zeha davar. This is what should be said. Chacham matir v'ein bal matir. The chacham is matir the neder, but the husband can't be matir the neder. Tani idach, we learned in a different baraisa. Zeha davar. This is what you should say. Bal mefer v'ein chacham mefer. The opposite view. The husband does hafara, and the chacham shouldn't do hafara. Sheyachal, because you could have argued, uma bal she'ein matir. If the husband can't do hatara, mefer can do hafara. Chacham shematir, the chacham who's able to do hatara, eno din shemefer. Shouldn't we learn a kal v'chomer from that? Kal v'chomer zehadavar, that is the thing that they do. Finally, bal mefer, the bal revokes, Ein chacham mefer, and the chacham can't mefer. So concluding here, bottom line is that the husband could do hafara, and if he does hatara language, it doesn't work. The chacham could do hatara, and if he does hafara language, it can't work. We'll pause here. Next week, Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue with Ayin Ches. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Time to spare.